Welcome to Rock Talk Happy Hour. My name is Frank. I'm joined by Britt, Mario, and Kim. This is a podcast where we discuss craft brews locally, nationally, and internationally, while also discussing a variety of music topics. This week's topic is a fun one for me, one that I've been trying to do for some long time now. Mario finally granted me permission to do it.
This has been like before the podcast, for the record.
Yeah, since like 1979.
Yeah, something like that.
And so it's one that I've been wanting to do for a good while now. And with Thanksgiving coming up next week, we figured this would be the right time to do it. This week's topic is artists named after foods. And, you know, sometimes when I listen to some of these artists, you know, I get a little bit of a hankering for some corn or maybe some black eyed peas.
Not after some of the stories I read.
And before we begin, I want to preface this by mentioning an imaginary food related festival that me and some friends
plug it.
Yeah, that me and some friends talked about in high school, called the Thanksgiving Dinner Tour. And it was going to be a multi-stage festival type thing. You had the one stage where you had all your alternative and rock artists, and then your second stage, it had all the hip hop and dance artists. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. And some of those bands that were on this imaginary tour, we're going to be talking about, they're on my list, and we'll just take it from there.
Cool.
Everything from A to Z and in between. Yeah, right? Because there's a lot in between,
yeah. yeah, doing like the research for this, I was going through and I was like, I don't know, man. There was like a bunch of crazy stories that I heard. Some were mm-hmm. named after food. Some were named after like combinations of stuff mm-hmm. That ended up with food in the name. But also too, sticking with the topic, we're actually going to be having dessert beers. We're going to be trying some dessert beers today. So I got some surprises in the ice chest. Mm-hmm. And then also too, I have a challenge for Frank at the end of the show.
Okay.
Oh, you know about this challenge. So basically what we're going to do is, I don't know if you have your list or not. So I challenged Frank to, for us to go back and forth with each other and bands that don't have food names in their name to actually tweak some band names to include a food. So we're going to go back and forth and see, like back and forth until someone stops, until you can't think of another name. Well, actually I made a list. So we're going to have a little battle. We're going to save that for the end of the show. With that said, we usually kick off the show with a little hangover segment called The Hangover, where we just talk about things that we forgot to mention on the last episode, or things we just thought about after we recorded. Did anybody have any hangover from last episode? Last episode was lyrics we got wrong.
Yeah, I have to apologize to Bruce Springsteen because I didn't realize that song really was his, because his version mm-hmm. was extra stinky.
And yeah.
Apparently it wasn't a big hit. So
I didn't know it was his.
As sincere as my apology is going to get.
I got bad information
on the internet. Can you imagine?
You can tell him personally when we have him on the show.
Yeah.
But no, that was interesting too. Like I didn't know that.
No, me neither.
That was a crazy mm-hmm. thing. But Frank, did you have any hangover?
Any hangover? None that I can think of right now, but I'm pretty sure something's going to pop in mid-episode.
All right, well, you can interrupt us then. Kim, you got any hangover?
No, I don't.
Okay, I got one, actually. So, Kim, at the end of last episode, she mentioned the show Don't Forget the Lyrics, mm-hmm. which was pretty in topic with what we were discussing. And so I started doing like some Google searching. I was like, you know what? I want to watch an episode or something. And that show right now is not available like anywhere. Like you can't find it on YouTube to buy or rent. You can't find it on Amazon. It's not on Netflix. It's not on Hulu. It's like nowhere. Mm-hmm. So I was like, So I went into the App Store and I actually found a Don't Forget the Lyrics game. And it was pretty cool because I thought it was going to be like kind of lame, where it was just going to be like pop songs, and it's actually split into categories, and rock has its own category. Mm-hmm. And man, there's so many like crazy, like not like lesser known songs in there that only the fans of that band would know. And also too, like the songs that were popping up, a lot of them were the parts of the lyrics that we were talking about that people legit got wrong. I forgot what the one Frank talked about was, but it was on there.
Okay.
And there was actually a Rammstein song on there, and it was their song America.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was on there, and so like I had to get the, like I knew how the song
and he
went.
Played that game all day long.
Not really. It was like an
no,
hour.
No, it was all day long.
No, it was an hour.
It was all day long.
No, it was an hour.
No, because I could hear the music.
Anyways, so It was about
like, he found a new addiction.
But no, I didn't even play it today, actually. But no, it was a pretty well, because I discovered it yesterday, I think, and then I just played it a little bit, and yeah, so it was pretty funny. It was a pretty funny game because I was learning the lyrics as I went on. I was like, oh man, I was like, I didn't know what that word was in the lyrics, and yeah, it was pretty interesting. But yeah, if you guys are interested in that, you know, they're not sponsoring us or nothing, but it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of pop songs and dance songs, but the rock category is pretty interesting. Okay, so after the hangover segment, we go into what we're drinking. Okay. So I guess we'll go around real quick and see what everybody's drinking.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything with them?
I don't right now because I was going to crack open the first one when we try our first beer. But if you guys are drinking something right now, you want your beer?
I have H2O.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. She has that non-alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, Frank?
Well, mine is not a craft brew, but I guess I'm throwing it back to an old classic. It's an Old Milwaukee non-alcoholic near beer. And it tastes just like, you know, what you would expect. It's got a nice malty flavor to it. Okay. It's not bad. I think it's good.
What do you rate it?
You know, a 3.5, I think.
3.5. Yeah. Okay. All right. Not bad. I
was just watching your face.
I got to do some research and see how old that is. Like, I didn't even know they had. Oh, yeah. You're right.
It's from Schlitz Brewing.
Schlitz.
And Schlitz has their own brand of beer.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and this one's only 58 calories, so
not bad.
It's probably a new thing because I know a lot of breweries are starting to get on the starting to get on the bandwagon of like doing non-alcoholics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So also to the what are they called again? Those
seltzers.
There you go. Yeah. Which we still haven't tried. I've been wanting to get the Shiner ones. Yeah, and try those out. So yeah, the hard seltzers.
Maybe we just do
a seltzer episode.
Yeah.
Oh man. We can do that. No, that's fine.
We get alcohol content on those things.
I don't know.
They're pretty boozy.
Yeah.
They are really. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do it remotely. We'll
do
an episode that way we can be at home and just.
We'll do episode one and two. What are you drinking, Brett?
I'm drinking a Lone Star, 24/7.
I don't know if I've had one of those.
It's lighter than light. So it's the Lone Star Light, but even lighter. It has 2% alcohol. So it's,
Maybe I haven't then. Okay, what do you?
90 calories never had that. For the 16 ounces.
What do you rate that?
You know, I'd say like a 3.7. Not bad.
3.7. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, and me and Kim ain't drinking nothing right now.
Well, I know. Hurry up,
y'all. Okay, let me. So I guess we can start off the show with. Well, you know what? No, let me wait till you guys. So Britt goes down on hers a bit.
And she just opened hers.
That's all right. Whenever she's ready. Or do you want one of yours? Because I brought your green.
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm. So let me get Kim her beer.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, there's
Diet
Coke in it.
Oh, yeah, my Diet Coke.
There you go. It's your favorite.
I was going to drink that with my Fritos.
Okay, so.
All right.
You have to try this one. I don't think you've ever tried this one, but I like it. It tastes like it's like a craft Bud Light Lime.
Yeah, oh, it's good. Like a.
I think I remember you talking about
it's
it.
Good.
Craft Thank Mexican you. Lager, yeah, basically. Actually, can I have a little bit of that? Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Say pretty please.
Pretty please. Oh, man, that's quite a bit. Well, okay, cool.
Well, I'm going to have other ones, so.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, cool.
Very limey. That's good.
Cool.
I haven't had this in a while. She gets it often.
I do.
Oh, I forgot how this one actually the salt and the putting the beer salt on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like
it's just refreshing and light. Like that's why I like it. It just seems like very crisp, refreshing, light, and it's a craft Bud Light Lime.
That Bud Light Lime. I don't really like the Bud Light Lime. It's disgusting. It kind of tastes like a light Corona with the lime already in it.
Oh, Corona's not good.
Or not Corona, then. What's the other one?
Dos Equis.
That's the one. I'm sorry. Whoopsie. Yeah, we don't drink Corona.
No way.
Dos Equis. Oh, speaking of what we don't drink, I actually tried those Modelos, both of them. The ones that you had got me like 3 weeks ago.
The
finally
ones that
drank
are
them.
Aged in the barrels?
One of them. Yeah, both of them. Yeah. The I think the special ones. That's what they are. The little bottles. Mm-hmm. They were like
one aged in a like whiskey whiskey barrel and one aged in a tequila barrel. I think bourbon and tequila.
Yeah, that's what it was. They were good. Mm-hmm. I liked them. So
Okay.
So thank you for that. So I guess we can go into the topic. Oh shoot, I'm on last week's no, I'm not.
One more hangover.
Whoopsie. I wrote something from last episode on here. Okay, so this is bands named after foods. Now you would think like, oh, what can they possibly come up with? Like there's only like three bands, right? Or something. But no, there's like quite a bit. Like, and then the stories behind them are very interesting. Two of them I'm not even going to talk about because of how crazy it is. I'll give you like a link or something. I don't know if Frank knows the one I'm talking about.
I researched one, but yeah, I feel like a lot of these musicians were probably too strung out on substances. So really? I think they're just making stuff up.
Well, we'll talk about that when it gets there. But obviously we're going to have some of the same bands on there. So we'll like share information and share notes, and then Kim and Britt can jump in whenever and y'all can see what we're talking about. But you want to go first?
Yeah, let me go ahead and start off with mine.
Name the food first and then the band.
So the food is chili pepper.
Okay.
And of course, that's a pretty obvious one, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Uh-huh. And they got their name from Louis Armstrong's 1920s jazz band called the Hot Five. And prior to Chili Peppers, they were known
That name's ridiculous.
Yeah, Tony Flo was one. And the second one was the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
I thought it was all together. I thought it was Tony Flo and the...
Oh, is that what it is?
I thought that's what it was. That's how I read it.
Okay, well, maybe. You're probably right. I don't know. But a band name like that just wouldn't stick. Yeah,
because I think Anthony Kiedis was Tony Flo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think my dad said that he saw them a long time ago as that, when under Tony, that when name.
Tony Flo. Wow.
Yeah, it must have been a really long time.
Yeah, it was a long 80s. Time ago. Mm-hmm. I think this was before Chad Smith was in the band.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When they originally had, what's his name?
It's Cliff, right?
Hilly Slovak?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, that's no, because he said Chad Smith, and I was thinking drummer, and Cliff Martinez.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
So Cliff Martinez was the original drummer for Chili Peppers, and then he left the band early in their career, and now he does soundtrack work.
Huh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, Chili Peppers.
Yeah,
I heard that they had got that name too. Well, exactly what you said, but they like fused it with some other bands that were at the time where like some bands were... What was the name of that band that you said they named or that jazz?
Yeah, the Louis Armstrong's the Hot Five.
Hot Five, yeah. Yes. So, and then there were some bands that like had a lot of bands at that time had like Hot in it or like Chili in it, but like they actually like got used that one as inspiration and like fused the common words together and it came up with Red Hot Chili Peppers. I was like, huh, pretty interesting.
Cool.
But okay, Red Hot Chili Peppers. So
I don't know, do people eat peppers during Thanksgiving? Is that a thing?
If you're in a Hispanic family, probably.
Yeah, probably.
My grandma she puts a bowl of jalapenos in the corn. I mean, not the corn. It's the carrots. The sliced carrots, jalapenos.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The
they're onion. Pickled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put a big old bowl of those out there for you.
That's how. Yeah.
Man, that sounds good.
Have it with the turkey. It does. You want me to go back? You want me to next one?
Unless you have...
Okay, I got one.
All right.
Let's start off with, you know what? Let's start off with like an off one.
The password is ketchup.
Lost ketchup.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Actually, when I was going through like my going through research, I was like, oh shit. Like it's funny because I knew the ketchup song, but it's... Many times as I've seen them on different lists, I didn't know that's what they were called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how they got the name?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. So this is how they got their name, which is pretty interesting to me. So I didn't know also too that all the singers in the group they're all sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that. And their dad was a flamenco guitarist. His name was Juan Munoz, and his nickname was... El Tomate.
Oh, okay.
And so they kind of, you know, yeah.
That's cute.
And in honor of their dad. So, last ketchup. So that was mine.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. So that means that
that
song.
Was it like a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Do y'all know the little dance?
No, I don't. But I can visualize it, but I can't do it.
Oh.
Kim can do it? Okay, we'll post a story on Instagram.
We'll demonstrate later.
And that means that song will be on the playlist. Probably after a Marilyn Manson song. So
yes.
Awesome. Perfect.
All right, Frank, your turn.
Pearl Jam.
That's that one's an interesting one.
What I have noted is that Eddie Vedder's great-grandma was married to a Native American man who had a special recipe for peyote-laced jam.
Yes.
But that's apparently just one of many stories about the name.
Apparently, he said that story. Okay,
was her name Pearl?
Yes, her name was Pearl.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, make the connection for me.
So apparently, when I was finding a little, pattern that grunge musicians or 90s musicians in general at that time, when they were coming out with, like when they were first coming out or coming, trying to get their band name together, mm-hmm. that they were just coming out with random shit. And apparently when people would ask them how the band name came about, they would literally give out a bullshit answer just to be dumb. Okay. Apparently a lot of bands did that in the 90s. So that was one story that Frank said. The other story is that the drummer at the time, mm-hmm. I believe, one of the members came up with them having the name as Pearl. And that they thought that was too simple. And there's two stories that branch from that. One is that jam came from them jamming.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one was that they had gone to a concert and that artist was jamming. And they decided to add jam at the end of Pearl.
I see.
And it became Pearl Jam. So pretty much there's no definite answer. Apparently there was a Rolling Stone article that I was referenced to. And when I clicked on it, the article doesn't exist anymore. Mm. Like Rolling Stone pops up, but the article doesn't.
Okay.
I don't know what album this was. This might have been like when their second album came out, and it was talking about how they came up with it. But long story short, Eddie Vedder pretty much admitted that he bullshitted that.
Oh, really?
That grandma story. Yeah, and I wanted to read it, but the article doesn't exist. But people did paraphrase it and were saying, that he pretty much bullshitted it.
Okay.
But still, to this day, they don't really know what the real to Pearl Jam was.
But that's interesting. I mean, because I don't know, there are some band names where I'm wondering, you know, how did that happen? And it sounds cool. And then there's some that are just like plain.
Oh yeah, some are like stupid. Actually, that's a whole nother episode. Like dumb band names.
Oh yeah,
like that's, that would be a good one. Actually, we could probably do that next episode when we come back. We'll do dumb band names or stupid
dumb band names.
Yeah.
But I guess Pearl Jam was ultimately a better choice than their original name.
Yeah, thank Mookie, you for bringing that up. Mookie Blaylock,
yeah. Named after the
baseball. Was
basketball? I thought it was basketball.
Basketball, yeah. I'm sorry.
Basketball.
Was it for Seattle Sonics or the Supersonics?
I can't say. I don't remember.
You're asking the wrong girl.
Somebody out there knows. Tweet us. Let us know what team he was from.
Cool.
I do know that Pearl Jam are big fans of basketball, and when I saw them, I don't remember when it was. The first time I saw them, which I think was after 10.
Mm-hmm.
They had, I don't know if y'all know what starting lineup are.
Mm-hmm.
The starting lineup, they're like little basketball, they're like sports figurines, but they're about this big.
Oh,
they're
are they like
collect
bobbleheads?
No, they're just like figurines of like realistic
I know what you're talking about.
Players.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
And
they had them for football, basketball, baseball. Right.
I think that was a McFarland line.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
I'm sure they're super collectible now, but I don't think they make them anymore.
Yeah.
But Pearl Jam had them like lining the stage.
What?
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, if I'm correct, I think that I know what you're talking about now. I think that was a McFarlane line. But yeah, the starting lineup series, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That was a weird one. But man, we haven't even touched the weird ones yet.
No.
Yeah, but let me know when y'all are ready for a beer break, okay? So just interrupt me and Frank when y'all ready.
Mine's gone.
Cool.
You're just gone?
We're ready.
I love this. It's the Real Ale Brewing Co. Vamanos, Let's Go Zay. And it's a tart, refreshing beer with lime and salt.
You know, we'll do this.
We've had this before. I mean, I've had it before. We haven't had it on the show, but I've had it before. And I just, it's my fave. Number five. It's 5 out of 5.
So we'll crack the first one and Britt can catch up. So I'm going to split this next one up. So our first dessert beer, let's see what we have.
So while Mario is getting a drink, I want to talk about my childhood for a little bit. I was a little boy once And then I grew up to be an adult.
The end.
The end.
That was a good one. Okay, so this first one we have is, of course, from, I guess it's safe to say this is one of our, like, favorite breweries, Martin House Brewing Company.
Could you talk in that high voice all the time, please?
No, I don't think so.
They will be our favorite when we can get a pickle beer.
Oh, yeah, we still have not got a hold of that pickle beer. But so this one is a Bananas Foster. It's a dessert beer. Says dessert beer on the can. Dessert beer with bananas, cinnamon, and rum flavoring. 6% ABV. So this is our first. Let me pour some real quick. Oh, this is dark.
It's not as dark as I was expecting it to be.
It's like a caramelly color, I think.
It smells like banana. It smells like that candy, what was it? It was like a banana candy. What?
Like
Runts. That's banana what it is. Yes, yeah. Smells like Runts. Oh. Smell that, dude.
I never liked that banana scent of the Runts.
What?
Banana Laffy Taffy is pretty good.
Because it smells artificial.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it does smell like Runts. Yeah, I can take a little more.
Okay.
All right, guys. So let's try this out and see what this tastes like. So. Man. Then we'll rate it. So banana. Uh-oh.
I'm not a big fan of flavor.
I'm going to guess it's sweet based off
of Brits. Sweet, yeah. And you know I don't like sweet. So that's my, oh man, sweet. Oh, the aftertaste is nice. It's like caramel.
I like it. I get the cinnamony taste afterwards. Like, I don't know how much of this I could drink. Like, I could probably drink like one can.
Oh, yes. Huh. We still need to do that. We got to do that.
Beer floats.
Beer floats.
Mm-hmm. Beer the shots. Aftertaste is beer very.
You could do one of those hairless dogs banana. Over ice cream.
Really?
Right? Oh, it's really dark, right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So next time.
Beer float?
Beer floats. I'm getting vanilla ice cream.
With the Rojo?
I'll buy it.
I'm just kidding. Never.
Big red beer float.
That would be a waste of ice cream.
It's like expired now or something, right? We have one can.
Oh, we do have one can, but I'm not opening that. That's my on my wall of shame. So I'm going to give this like a 3.7. No, like a 3.6, actually. I think, I don't know if, to me, it needs more flavor?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with like a 3.6.
I think so. I think because it tastes very sweet.
No, 3.5.
You just want it to be sweeter. At least I do. Like like if it had the ice cream in there or some other sweet element to it, it'd probably be really, really good. But it's just like lacking. Like,
what do you rate it?
Hold up.
I gave it a 3.5. It took like 3 sips just to.
Yeah, I'll say 3.5.
Okay. Britt, what do you give it?
That's what I was going to say as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Straight across the board.
It's not bad. It's just. Yeah, it's not something I would reach for.
Yes, same.
It just seems like it's missing something too. Like I don't know.
It's like all bananas up front, and then like alcohol,
and then the cinnamon. And then cinnamon. To me, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
yeah, it's so weird because, like I said, sometimes I look for a real dessert beer, and this one would have let me down if I would have, you know. Yeah, I mean,
it smells good. I have a 4-pack of it now, so hey.
No, we got 2 more. Yeah. Well, she has 1, now we have 2.
Frankie and I have had a banana bread beer.
Who made that one?
I don't remember. We got it at a bar.
Yeah, it was a local bar here in town. And I just remember it was this really nice, elegant looking brown bottle. Was it like a porter? A vanilla porter?
Maybe.
Sounds like it would
be. But it would, yeah. But it was banana bread flavored, specifically banana bread, which was interesting.
Mm, we have pumpkin bread. I can't wait to have a piece.
Pumpkin bread, yes. Let's see. So, Frank, you want to go off of another band on your list?
Yeah, so.
What's the food?
The food is, it's a frozen water, and it's a ice cube.
Yeah, he's on my list, but I didn't really go into. I was like, what?
I thought you were going to say vanilla ice.
No, I have them grouped together. I thought you were going to say iced tea.
No, but ice.
There too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in my list also. But Ice Cube. And he got his name from when, I guess his older brother would make threats to him. I guess, like sibling rivalry, sibling threats, and told him. You know, his older brother would say, I'm going to slam you into the freezer and pull you out once you're an ice cube. Yeah. And at the time, he was rapping, and he just, the name Ice Cube.
Yeah,
you know,
like
it just
stuck.
It just clicked with him, and he said, I'm just going to go with that. So Ice Cube has its ties to another band. I'm going to list Korn.
Oh my god.
They have both, that you story. Know, they've guested on each other's albums. Korn was on, Ice Cube was on Korn's Follow the Leader album. And then Korn also guested on some Ice Cube singles as well. And the one Safe for Work story version of how Korn got their name. Yeah,
there's two versions.
Yeah. So they had a manager at the time named Larry. And, you know, the band was trying to settle on a name. And so they, you know, they said, hey, we're going to name ourselves Larry. And their manager was like, no one's going to pay to see a band named Larry. And then someone suggested Korn, and the manager was like, no one's going to pay to see a band named Korn. But they were like, yeah, but we're going to take off the C and put a K and then flip the R in reverse, and the music will speak for the name because the name's pretty stupid. Yep. And but I mean, it worked, you know. Yeah. You say Korn and automatically that's what you think of.
Yeah.
You think of the band.
Yeah.
So that's the clean PG version.
I was going to say, what's the NSFW?
Can I say the weird version?
The weird version.
Well, I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm curious as to see how you're going to explain it.
He explained it to me in the car earlier. And oh, I was he like, explained it to you? What?
Okay, so I'm kind of afraid of how you're going to explain it.
Okay, so
make sure the kids don't come in here.
I mean, I could say it like to the point where like it's like clean AF.
Yeah,
you can't. You can't make that other end.
I can.
How do you make that clean?
Well, okay, so the clean version. I'll try to clean it up.
Everyone listening is like, "What is it?"
I'm like, "What is it? What the heck?"
So apparently, the name Korn comes from a sexual act. And,
I wasn't even going to say that, but okay.
Okay. Well,
you already said it, so
it comes from a sexual act, and a piece of corn happened to be involved in this.
Oh, okay.
That was
simplified version. Was a simplified version. My version was going to be like, well the story
Once
was
Once upon a time.
Yeah, something like that.
Two guys.
No. So Jonathan Davis was at a party, and he overheard somebody talking about stuff, and Korn got mentioned. And so it came to be that, like, whoever was at that party, whenever, like, they were just out somewhere together, whoever was there, somebody would be like, Korn, just to bring it up, and then they'd be like, oh, like, why'd you bring that up? And they would bring up that story back in their head. And so they decided to go with that because it was like stupid, and then the whole thing with the K and stuff. But yeah,
if you want to know, for those who really want to know, just Google how did Korn get their name, and when you come across the website tonedeaf.thebrag.com, that'll explain everything to you.
Yeah, that's the same website I got it from. Yeah. Okay, so we were on the same page, literally.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, So when they were like showing the story, I was reading it, and I was like, "What the?" I was like, "Okay, I guess." I mean, still, no one really knows like if that was the real thing. It probably was. I mean, if you know.
But what did they name? Well, what if they did? Like, what if they ended up naming themselves Larry?
I mean, with two R's backwards?
Yeah, with two backwards R's.
That probably would have worked.
I mean, with
two backwards R's, yeah.
Would you pay to see a band named Larry?
Hell no.
They could turn the A into a little pentagram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they can. Yeah, they could have. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm on board now.
You know, but also I remember, too, reading about some of their earlier shows. And former drummer David Silveria used to perform inside a chicken coop.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's just to add like element to their live show. And he would perform inside of a chicken coop where they would hang dolls from the chicken wire.
Okay.
And that was like the little bit of like,
when you said that, I imagined you remember the movie Friday when Smokey's high and he's in the chicken coop, right. And he's like, he thinks he's a fucking chicken.
That's right. But this is their way of trying to stand apart from the local scene. You know, the drummer would perform inside of a chicken coop, and they would hang naked dolls from the coop itself. And of course, you know, Jonathan Davis in his track suits, and he would come out with his bagpipes at the time. I don't know. I haven't really listened to Korn albums lately. Yeah. Ever since like their sixth or seventh one came out,
we saw that. Was it a concert?
Oh yeah, we saw the live stream. Like, so this was when COVID just.
Right.
When their last album came out. I don't know if you know what it was called.
No, I don't.
Okay, so apparently the last album that came out, I don't know what it was called. They had a live stream of one of the shows, so like they invited. No, actually, yeah. So this was when COVID started, and this was when the COVID shows weren't happening yet. Mm-hmm. So what they were doing is they were showing a concert that they had done previously for the fans when that album got released. Mm-hmm. And I saw it on YouTube because they were playing it live on YouTube. It was like some like live thing where like, you know how all the summer festivals got canceled? So they were doing like a summer fest on YouTube where like bands were like choosing performances and playing them like basically like in a scheduled block. It was kind of lame.
Yeah.
So like basically the theme was it was them and then they
the
were
Nothing. It's the album The Nothing.
Oh, The Nothing. Oh, that's what it's called.
And it was a new album.
Newer
2019, so what I'm seeing from Google, and the artwork of that album is like a guy like hanging from wires. So we're watching the concert, we're like, okay, like whatever, like this is kind of lame, it's all right.
So there's like cables everywhere, like like tons of cables,
and then all of a sudden there's like a guy hanging tangled up in cables, and we're like, okay, this is a little too much for us now. That so just got
what it really what it was is I don't know if what they're weird, called
like awkward like.
They're like, there's a name for them. I don't know what they're called, but like, they're like wire performers, but they're like also contortionists. And so what they did was they had like, while they were performing, they had the person like.
Well, like suspension artists? Or?
Kind of.
Okay.
But they're like tangled in the. It's like that shit that Pink does. I think that's what it is. Like, she like, we're like, they're wrapped in the ribbons and stuff. Oh, and they're like hanging. It's cool.
No, it's aerials.
Aerials.
It wasn't like that.
Well, that's what that's what those people were. But they were like in the wire and they were like acting like they were like tangled.
Trying
like
to get out.
Yeah. But like, it got old really quick.
It just got awkward.
Like,
because
it was like through the whole set. And I was like, the setup looked all right. But I got bored after a while. I didn't finish watching everything. I don't know. That's how we got to that. Aerialist, there you go. Yeah.
Interesting.
So that actually leads to another band.
But have they been using bagpipes in their last few albums?
Actually,
or did they abandon the bagpipes?
It kind of seems like they did. I don't remember him using bagpipes even on that performance.
We didn't get very far in though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I kind of stopped.
You know, and the bagpipes are one of the reasons why I like them.
I love bagpipe music. Because, I actually have a CD of pipes. It was
different
and drums.
Too, and they kind of they incorporated it. Yeah. Very well.
Yeah. I have a CD. It's a pipes and drums CD.
Nice.
And it, like, I don't know. I love it. Like, I can listen to it. Like, the guy that, or that used to play, I guess, downtown. I used to, like, go downtown hear the random dude on the corner just buskering with his bagpipes.
Wasn't there in Portland, I think there was a dude dressed as Darth Vader riding a unicycle, playing a bagpipe that would shoot out flames?
He had an Instagram page.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was following him for a while. Yeah, I don't know what his name was, but he would wear like different costumes, but I think the main one he would use is and he would ride a unicycle, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then the bagpipe had flames and stuff. Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Actually, I haven't seen him post anything. He probably has his Instagram inactive or something, but I followed him on. I think he was called like the Portland Unicyclist or something. Like that. He had a name like that. I don't know what it was. That's what his Instagram page was at least.
Okay,
but I mean, Portland's definitely the place to see stuff like that.
And Austin,
Austin too.
Yeah, but
did you know that Portland stole Austin's Keep Austin Weird?
Yeah. But I think Austin's weirder.
Yeah, to me, in my opinion, honestly, I've seen weirder stuff in Austin.
In Austin,
sure,
definitely. Yeah. Okay, so Korn goes into Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
They were both the same era. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the reasons they got their name, both of them actually shared the same reason, which was they wanted. To me, this is dumb. So one of the stories goes that Fred Durst. Oh, the
password is Bizkit. Yes.
Limp Bizkit. So Fred Durst wanted to name the band something stupid so that it would deter people from listening to it. So he was like, well, if they don't want to listen to us because of how we sound like, then we don't need them as fans, basically. And so, yeah, he wanted to come up with something stupid. But there was multiple stories. One of them is a not safe for work one, which me and Frank are familiar with. I think we explained it to the ladies once. I think.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we did. So. If not, we I don't know. What the hell? So there's one not safe for work one, and the other two stories go, which I don't believe. One of them is that Fred Durst had a dog.
Okay.
That only had three legs. Hmm. And the dog's name was Biscuit. So then they named the dog Limp Biscuit because the dog would like walk around, but he had a little limp. The third story is that this was stupid. Fred Durst was drinking tea one day and biscuits, and he dipped his biscuit in the tea, and it was limp, and they called it Limp Biscuit. That's the least believable story.
I don't believe that one.
And the fourth one is a not safe for work one.
That one I don't think I know.
You don't know that one? We've talked about it. Definitely, me and you have talked about it with somebody. Yeah. Okay. So if you guys want to know what the story is, again, it's I'm gonna go as Frank would say. It involves a sexual act. Yeah, it does. And British boys like to do this. It's a game they play.
Only the British?
Only the British, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's why we don't really. But yeah, it's like a British thing.
Why we don't do it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Stereotyping, guys.
I don't know it is. It's a game that like originated over there, and I think that's like what they do in like the boarding schools over there, like the all boys boarding schools.
Huh. Okay.
But anyway, so if you guys want to look that up, I know you guys are all like, "Oh, you guys are a podcast. I should be talking about this," but I don't want to. So you can Google it yourself, and you could you can figure that out, and then I'll let Frank go to the next band.
Well, I know Fred Durst before. I mean, I guess when the band was getting started, he worked at a tattoo shop in Jacksonville, and I think another band from Jacksonville that's not a food band, Cold. I think he tattooed some of the guys from Cold back when he was still working as a tattoo artist.
What the heck?
Yeah,
interesting. Did he spell the words right?
I mean, I'm sure, right?
He spelled Cold with a K.
With a K. but no, I mean, Cold and actually Cold's former guitarist, Terry Balsamo, who then moved on to play guitar in Evanescence. He briefly played guitar in Limp Bizkit before Wes Borland came on board.
Yeah, it's funny because back in the day, me and Frank met that Cold lineup. But they were actually playing with Evanescence, and we met both of them, which was weird how he went on to play with that band.
Yeah.
And I think it was because of that tour.
Well, I think what happened was, okay, so Cold ended up having some like mega success.
Yeah, with Year of the Spider.
Year of the Spider. Uh-huh. And then after some time, I think Stupid Girl was like a super smash single for them.
You know who wrote that song for them?
Yeah, Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah, from Weezer.
Weezer. And so they had, you know, so they had some pretty good success with that one. And then their next single, Suffocate, was like a little bit of a moderate hit. And the record label wasn't too impressed by, the lack of popularity of that single.
With Suffocate?
Yeah, with Suffocate. Oh, okay. And then the next single, the third single off that album, was supposed to be Wasted Years. I think it ended up getting released as a single, but the label didn't want to fund a video for it.
Huh.
And okay. Right then and there, that's when the band's, I guess the band was in a little bit of jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And then the label ended up dropping them. And then Terry was like, well, I'm going to jump ship and play guitar for Evanescence then.
Hmm.
So they're a good band. I just feel like Stupid Girl was like the end of.
Well, I mean, also too, because that wasn't like 100% them either. Like the reason why I think it hit was because, well, you have Rivers Cuomo from Weezer. You know, he can hit. He can somewhat write like a song that can chart. I guess I should say, or like would be a hit on the radio. I guess I could put it like that.
But by Cold standards, it was really poppy.
It was
incredibly poppy.
You remember when we played it at a birthday party?
I remember. Yeah.
Actually, I was telling her friend Amber. I told her, hey, I was like, she had a birthday party and we actually played it without a singer, and we played Stupid Girl for her birthday.
It was the day after we kicked out her singer.
Oh, yeah, it was. I remember it was cold, and the cops came and they told us to lower it down because we were playing too loud.
We were rocking too hard.
And it was funny. good times.
So for my next artist, I'm going to go with... this one was a fun one, Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, I had that one, but I didn't really write too much on that.
And Smashing Pumpkins, you know, Billy Corgan said that there's really no significance to that name. Yeah, actually, he came up with the name before there even was a band.
Yeah, I read that.
And he said it could have been any random vegetable, but he just chose pumpkin.
And apparently that kind of not made her angry. What was the name of the previous bassist? Well, the original bassist?
Darcy. Well,
Darcy, yeah. So apparently she hated the name, and she told that story too, because I think when she was asked about it, like how it came up, she's like, yeah, Billy had that name before the band even came together, and he was just throwing shit out. And it irritated her that smashing was the word. Like, because she's all like, you can't use it as a, I think she said adjective or something like that. She's like,
right.
And she was all like,
if apparently, you're British, you can.
Yeah. Right? But I think she was looking at it as the non-British way. And she's like, yeah, like that. Because that's how I always saw it.
But why does it have to be an adjective? Why can't it be a verb and say, what were you doing last night? I was out smashing pumpkins. Yeah.
Sure. Or maybe I got the word type right. But she... Whatever the, however it is in the band name, how it's not, how it is being used, that's, she didn't like how, I don't know. She just had, I think she just had a thing with.
She obviously
got beef with them. But, but yeah, anyways, I'm sorry I got that part wrong. I should have written down if it was adjective or verb.
No, I see what you're saying. It could be either, but
yeah,
I don't know why she would care which one it's she. Apparently,
when I read it, she was like. Yeah, she was like,
pissed. Wow, okay.
She's like, I'm out.
I'm gonna stick around for a few albums after this.
Yeah. Take off the ing. We're Smash Pumpkins or no?
That sounds really weird.
But I mean, it could have been smashing pickles.
Yes, that sounds better.
But who does that?
I'm just kidding. Well, who smashes pumpkins?
Lots of kids.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Vandalizing on Halloween.
Like
you're right.
Toilet papering trees or whatever on Halloween.
I get it. All right.
And then with smashing pumpkins, since we're still in the pumpkin spice season somewhat, is that still a thing, pumpkin spice?
Yeah, it is.
When does that end?
Thanksgiving? After November?
Well, I mean, they were selling that pumpkin spice bread that we brought today. Okay. They were selling it. Like, still, they had a end cap display for it.
Cool. Okay.
So, yeah, it's still a thing.
So
through November, I think it's safe.
So with Smashing Pumpkins and comes Pumpkin Spice and comes my next artist, the Spice Girls.
Oh, they were not even on my list.
Wow. Yeah, the Spice Girls.
Of course, Frank mentioned Spice Girls every episode.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I just had to.
That means the Spice Girls song is going to have to be on the playlist.
And the Spice Girls, that was actually a band. I mean, that was a name made up by Jerry Halliwell, who is a Ginger Spice. And she just made it up on the fly. And she also gave each individual band member their name when, as she said, a lazy journalist could not remember the band name, like the band members' names. Mm. So she was like, that one's Baby Spice, that one's Posh Spice, and that one's so and so and so.
Mm.
And that's, you know, it was all her own thinking.
Yeah.
And there's nothing genius. Special. There's nothing special behind the Spice Girls' name or their individual stage names. It's just made up on the fly.
Huh, even the Spice Girls name?
Like, yeah.
What the heck? Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll segue into my next one too, since
I have
a
list now too, y'all.
Ooh, okay. What you got?
It's going to be a Brit style list where I didn't do any research on anything and I'm just going to rattle them off.
Okay? That's fine. Go for it.
And I only, I checked to make sure there aren't repeats.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes. Bread.
I got it.
Oh, shoot. Really? I figure y'all always stick to 90s and
the
younger.
Story on this one is, do you know the story on this one?
Huh?
Okay, good. I'll tell you while you rattle them off. There's two different stories. One is they got stuck in traffic behind a Wonder Bread truck. And the other one was they were at a gig and they saw, this is stupid, they saw a bakery truck pass by. But I think the Wonder Bread truck story is more believable.
Yeah.
Like being stuck in traffic and you're like, it's bread truck. Like, bread. Yeah, so I got bread. Okay.
Okay. Cream.
I had cream. Apparently, they got it because cream is short for cream of the crop, and it was a super group. Where was that? Was cream? No, cream was not a super group. It was just a
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton. Yeah. Apparently, it wasn't a super group. We can't remember the rest of the guys' names.
I think we mentioned this before that Eric Clapton is the only person who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times.
With Cream,
Derek and the Dominoes,
and his solo himself.
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Fun fact.
All right. What else you got?
Taco.
I don't know that one. Is that Frank's band?
What? That's a band.
I know. I didn't know that was a band.
It's a guy.
Okay.
It's a guy who was popular in the 80s. He did a version of Putting on the Ritz, that song.
Ah, okay.
It was really popular.
I like that version.
Wait, yeah, huh. You probably know it. I mean, yeah, it's very like electronic sound. Yeah, yeah. His voice is real.
That's the only. That's the only version that's popular, right?
Because
if it's like the same version,
an older version that was popular like long before we were.
Well, that's gonna go on the playlist because I actually like that song. We should have brought up salsa.
That's right,
Japan.
I mean, if they're listening, yeah,
they're probably not.
Come through.
What else you got, Brett?
Fish.
Yes. With a PH, of course. Yeah. I didn't see that on the list. That's crazy.
I think it's pronounced Pahish.
I don't have any background story on that one. Apologies.
Neither do I, and I'm fine with that.
All right, what else you got?
Peaches.
That's damn it. I didn't have that one either, but okay.
Oh, yeah, peaches and cream is another one.
Oh, peaches and herb.
Peaches and herb, yeah. I'm sorry.
Peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream is a thing, yeah.
Okay, what else you got?
Bananarama.
I got Bananarama.
Oh,
so
sweet.
Okay. Bananarama, actually, they're best known for their song Venus, which have you seen any commercials on TV?
Is it?
Yeah.
I know them best because of their song Cruel Summer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's one too, which is covered by Ace of Base.
Mm-hmm. And featured in The Karate Kid, the original Karate Kid.
I haven't seen Karate Kid in forever. But we actually found that Ace of Base single.
Yeah.
We found the single.
The single of the cover.
CD Exchange, yeah. The single of the cover.
And I bought it.
So, nice. But yeah, so Venus, the other song, you've probably heard it on a Razor commercial.
Yes.
So anyways, yeah. Band name came from a cross between a children's TV program called The Banana Splits, and then song. I know, and then the song called. I thought it was a British thing, because
just like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, and then a record, I guess, called Pajamarama, and they fused them together.
Huh.
Yeah, so bananas they came up with bananas.
Definitely remember Banana Split,
but Yeah. You know what? That actually sounds familiar to me now, but I don't know what it. What was it about? Like,
I really don't remember what it was about. I remember the intro.
Sing it.
And they were like, no. I don't remember the song. I remember that there were characters like dressed in like suits and they were like animals.
Bananas
like,
and jazz?
Like there was a bear and a dog or whatever. And I remember them going down one of those big slides where you like sit in a potato sack and you like slide down the.
Like is that a British thing?
Slide. I don't think it was British. I don't think so.
You know what? I'll find a clip on YouTube and I'll post it on Facebook.
It's not the Wiggles.
Okay, yeah, so I had Bananarama on here. What else you got?
The Sugar Cubes.
I don't know what that is.
Sugar Cubes.
It's Bjork's band.
Oh, you see, I'm not too familiar with Bjork. I mean, yeah.
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 With her work, I should say.
That was her band.
Back that was her band before she went solo and did all her Bjorky stuff.
Beer break before you go to the next one.
And then my other one was just Peaches and Herb, but Frankie got that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here. So,
do y'all want s'mores or pecan pie?
Pecan pie.
Yeah. Okay. So, this next choice, we've never had.
Oh my gosh, that's a big one.
never had a beer from this brewery. Me and Britt and I think we had a conversation about this after last episode. So this is from, it's funny. It's a limited release. It's a pecan pie porter from the brewery Clown Shoes. It's an ale. And the brewery is from Boston, Massachusetts and Windsor, Vermont. So they have two breweries. Another what's it called, dessert beer. And the reason why we've never had a beer from Clown Shoes, we were talking about it, is that every time I see their cans, their artwork is very
elaborate,
specific, and I was like, well, if a brewery's putting that much time into their artwork, I doubt the beer is gonna be good. For some reason, I saw this one at the store, and I was like, you know what? Why not? Let's give it a shot. Usually, when we go to the bigger beer stores, like or liquor stores, like Total Wine and stuff, there's like so much like Clown Shoes on the thing that it like I get overwhelmed. Yes. I'm like, I'm not picking anything.
The artwork is overwhelming, and the artwork on that one is kind of gross.
Yeah, so it's basically this like Genghis Khan-ish kind of guy, just like. Eating pecan pie with his hands, and he got like pecan pie all over his mustache and stuff, kind of like how I have when I eat pie. But so we'll go. I'll let Kim do the honors. Kim, there you go. I'm gonna give you this. Actually,
it already looks really dark.
I know.
So Kim does that. So Britt, you didn't have anything else on your list, right?
Wow. No, that was the list I managed to throw together.
Okay. So going off of Frank's last one was Spice Girls. So that's going to go into mine. Mine's kind of spice related.
Okay.
Password is salt and pepper.
Ah, yes.
So I got right. Salt and pepper on the list. They were originally called Supernature. They changed their name to Salt and Pepper after mm-hmm. lyrics from a song that they wrote. Mm-hmm. They actually had a hit off of. They had a song called The Showstopper mm-hmm. and actually like charted fairly well on like R&B charts before they had the name Salt and Pepper. And so, yeah, that's where it came from. The lyrics go, right now I'm going to show you how it's supposed to be because we the Salt and Pepper MCs. So, yeah, it came from actually lyrics from one of their own songs.
And did you mention the name of the band before they were Salt and Pepper?
Yes, Supernature.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, no, you're good. So we're going to try this pecan pie porter. Smells
rich.
Yeah, I don't know how to. Mm-hmm. All right. The ladies made a very disgusted.
Oh,
we should have known.
Black and mild.
Black eyed peas. That's another one. I didn't have that on my list. That's on your list? Yeah, I'll pass it to you.
Okay.
Black and mild? Really? Let me see. Hold on. Sorry, I haven't tasted it yet.
Tastes nothing of pecan pie.
No, nothing at all.
And that I like. Just, that's my favorite.
Guys,
one of my favorite pies.
For some reason, every time we drink a beer like this on this show, it tastes.
Like
smoke and a black and mild
cigarette
mm-hmm.
or
cigarette or something.
There is always a smoky one
every time.
Smoked
like
ham,
but when I drink one, when I drink them off the show, I never come across one like this. Like I think this one's not as bad as the other one.
It's not as bad, but I was hoping for something a little bit sweeter because mm-hmm. pecan pie is very sweet.
Yes, it is.
Because it's made with that
corn syrup.
Like corn syrup, and it's very like. Sugary and yeah, but this is just
it's like all sugar and a few pecans.
Yeah,
the aftertaste is not very good. So sure enough, this is why I don't go to this brewery now. It kind of cemented my choice of why I don't. So with that said, what do y'all rate it? Actually, we can probably dump this one. I don't mind dumping it.
What?
Oh, you want to drink it? You can drink it.
I'm just shocked that you're.
Yeah, no, I rarely dump beers, but I'm probably going to go with like a 1 on this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your lowest rating, isn't it?
I think Rojo might have been lower.
Was it?
Yeah. Britt, what do you rate it?
Yeah.
Actually, like if I dumped it, I'm going to go like a 0.5. Yeah. I mean, if I have to dump it, no, I'll go 1.
Maybe, I don't know.
I could probably, Yeah,
I was going to say, you could probably try to pair a food with it, but if you have to pair a food with a beer, then it's probably not a good sign.
Probably. And you said 1.5, right, Britt?
Yeah. I mean, frankly, it tastes like a lot of other stuff that I've had that is like...
It's not really distinct.
No. What is it, a porter?
Yeah.
Yeah. It tastes like a lot of other porters that...
Yeah, the porters all kind of taste...
But usually describe themselves as chocolate or something. It's definitely not pecan pie. There's no pecan. There's no sugar. It's just...
The tough thing is that it is a porter and a lot of porters have like a smoky taste. They probably should have gone with a stout. Stout probably... Stouts are usually... There's different stouts, but there's usually... a type of stout that's sweeter, which is the milk stout. Milk stouts are usually sweeter. They probably should have gone the stout mm-hmm. direction. But, I mean, yeah, it looks like the artwork was way more intricate than the flavor.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Kim, what do you rate it? 1. Okay, so me and Kim were on 1 on that one. So there was that one, a disappointment.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll go through a couple... Or whatever we got on the list, and then we'll try the s'mores one. The s'mores one, I think, is from a brewery that does a pretty good job. I think the brewery that we're gonna try the s'mores ones from, I think they did the Bucky's mm-hmm. one.
Oh, okay.
Which
the flavor was there.
Yeah, so I trust them if they did the Bucky's beer.
Right.
All right, Frank, what you got on your list?
Cool. Well, since we're talking about dessert beers, mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk about my. I'm talking about everyone's favorite dessert is a mm-hmm. Meatloaf.
And, damn it. Oh, my God. I can't believe I did not have... I was thinking about it all friggin' week, and I didn't put them on my list.
Yeah. And Meatloaf, of course, it's obviously not a dessert. But the origin behind the name Meatloaf is actually a bit sad,
really?
I think. Yeah, so the artist known as Meatloaf has always suffered with weight issues. Mm-hmm. And in high school, his football coach named him Meatloaf because of his weight problem.
What? That's rude.
That's
yeah. But the name stuck. I mean,
was it Lynyrd Skynyrd? That bastard.
No.
Because Lynyrd Skynyrd was named after the coach.
That right.
But anyways.
But yeah, Meatloaf. I mean, he's still putting out music, right?
I think so.
I don't know. Sure. But he also, I think we might have mentioned him on the time when we talked about singers or musicians who were also actors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rocky Horror and
Fight Club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the other one?
I don't know.
Oh, he was in Spice World.
Oh, geez, Louise.
He was the.
We just saw that recently, too.
And it comes
too.
Around full circle.
Spice World?
Oh, no, we didn't. I was thinking of...
I want to watch Spice World. I have it on VHS.
I was thinking of... what's the one we saw? The Josie and the Pussycats. I don't know why that's the movie that popped in my head.
He was on that one?
No, he wasn't in that one. That's just the movie that popped in my head. But...
He played Meatloaf played Spice Girls' bus driver in Spice World.
Yep.
And I don't know. I like that movie actually.
I do too. I want to watch it now.
I've seen it, but like once Netflix. A long time ago.
I think it's on Netflix.
Is Black Eyed Peas on your list?
It is. Yeah.
Can you talk about Black Eyed Peas? Because I wrote it on here. Now I don't have them on here.
Yeah. So Black Eyed Peas. Apparently, they started off as Black Eyed Pods.
Really?
Which what is strange. But then after the passing of, I think, a former manager of theirs, they decided to change their name to Black Eyed Peas, something that represented the soulful sounds of their music. I mean...
It's just a southern food.
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not... Okay. All right.
I
was trying to like connect it.
It's known as like being soul food. Like,
part yeah. of, oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
Soul food
oh.
dish.
You see, yeah. I was like, I was not... Like, things were not connecting. Yeah. I was like, what?
And originally, it was the three guys... Was it Will.i.am?
That other guy.
Apple Diap or whatever his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and then the other guys.
I was gonna say Questlove, but no,
that's the Roots. No.
That's some other.
Yeah, that's the Roots.
Some other dude. Oh, Taboo is his name.
Taboo, there you go.
Yeah, the guy with the long, pretty hair.
But I want hair like that.
And so it was just them three, and then Fergie.
Then it just went downhill from there.
Mm-hmm. She came into the fold. Actually, wasn't she a backup dancer originally?
Oh, that explains a lot.
Or something.
Did you ever see that video where like she failed doing the national anthem at a?
No,
I love Fergie, but that was terrible.
That was bad. Like that video, like she was just off all over the place. Like. She can sing. I just don't prefer to listen to her stuff, but that performance was...
So, in the South, eating black eyed peas on New Year's Day is considered good luck.
Yeah, I make them every New Year's Day.
Yeah, I think you mentioned
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever... Maybe once? I don't know.
When I was a kid, my mom would make them on New Year's Day, and I didn't like them, and I would take one and swallow it like a pill just for the luck.
Luck and prosperity.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Well, since we didn't drink any beer on that pecan one, beer break real quick. Mm-hmm. So this is from 903 Brewers. I don't remember. I think these are the peeps that did the Bucky's beer that we had last. But this is the S'more Sasquatch Milk Stout. So that's like I said before, this is a milk stout. This is the sweeter stout. So these are usually more sweet. This has chocolate, marshmallow, and graham cracker flavor in it. And I believe this is a Texas brewery. Yeah, they're from Sherman, Texas. The ABV on this is 7.3%. So it's a little up there. Kim, would you do the honors?
I made sure to wash my glass really well.
Yeah.
After that last one.
Yeah, because that you don't want that ash sitting at the bottom.
Right.
All right. So while we're doing that.
You said it was coffee bean in there?
Coffee? No. Graham cracker.
S'mores flavor.
Yeah, s'more.
S'mores chocolate. Okay. Well, I guess since you mentioned chocolate.
Graham cracker.
I'm just going to talk about my next artist, Eminem.
Oh, okay. Duh. Damn, that's another one. Good one.
Because
good
one. Yeah, M&M's are, M&M's are milk chocolate. But the name M&M is actually a play on Marshall Mathers' initials.
Yeah, and that's my go-to for karaoke.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how, but...
It's impressive, y'all.
Smells sweet. Sorry, Frank. We're going to interrupt you real quick to taste this.
No, go ahead. That's all I had, actually.
Oh, that's all. I was expecting more. Oh, wow.
Okay.
This has some stuff in there.
It tastes like coconut.
Yeah, it does taste like coconut. Aftertaste, especially.
You know what it tastes like? An Almond Joy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I actually like this. Would I drink like two back-to-back? No. I'd drink one. I could get through a can of this. Now that I'm matching the profile to an Almond Joy, it does not taste like a s'more.
No.
Does it have coconut in it?
No.
What does it have in it?
Why notes looking? Of chocolate, marshmallow, graham cracker.
I taste coconut.
Rich and roasty with big camp out vibes.
I definitely taste this is an Almond Joy beer.
I think what we're tasting is coconut, they think is vanilla.
Yeah, and then there's no marshmallow in there. Not even the aftertaste.
No.
No.
It's all coconut at the end.
Okay, so this kind of that's a little off. Not what I expected. S'more. Kim, what do you rate it? I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, hold on.
She's going to take another sip.
No.
Like two? 1.5.
I don't know.
Well, you think about that. Britt, what do you rate it?
I'll go 2.
Oh, wow. Okay, Britt's going to go with 2. I'm going to go with like a 3.5.
Dang, you like it.
I mean, 3.5 is like in the middle. It's not true. Like, I don't true, really.
True. Yeah, I'm going to go 2.
2? Okay. Yeah, I'm not that far off from Mel. It's not horrible. It's just the profile. The flavor profiles don't match what they what they were, intending it to be. Not to me. Okay, so we tried that. We'll drink it if you don't want to. I'll finish yours.
And actually, a little thing I want to add to M&M.
Uh-huh.
Because this next artist, not on the list, but he does make it. He has mentioned quite a bit in every podcast, most podcasts. It's Marilyn Manson.
Okay. Yes. How does he connect?
Yeah, okay.
6 degrees of Marilyn Manson, go.
True. Okay, so he connects to M&M because he was in the, was it The Way I Am video?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was in the video. He does like a special, like a cameo.
That was 1 degree. We didn't even have to.
That's a good song. Yeah, you didn't have to go too far. It is a good song.
And then when Eminem was touring Europe around the time that album was out, Marilyn Manson was also touring in Europe, and they both happened to cross paths in Germany. And unannounced, Marilyn Manson came out and performed "The Way I Am" with Eminem.
What?
No way.
Yes.
See, that's what makes me talk in a high pitched voice, stuff like that. I'm gonna YouTube that. If I can find it, I'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. It's there.
You saw it?
I saw it, yeah. Because, it was like an MTV thing where MTV was following Eminem on this European tour.
Of course they were.
And Eminem kept talking about, we got a special guest. And they never revealed a special guest until Eminem was performing that song. And then midway through the song, that's when Marilyn Manson came out. And the crowd just went wild.
Huh.
And he performed the song. And then that was it.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. I'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I'll
there.
I'll live for it.
Trust me. It's there.
The next one on my list is, I don't know if you have it on yours, the Cranberries.
Yes.
So the Cranberries was a weird story to me. So when the Cranberries first started off, I think it was brothers, right? There's two brothers in the band.
Are there two brothers?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I don't know. We'll fact check later. So anyways, there was two members in the band. This was before the singer, the vocalist, was in the band. And Britt, I don't know if you know this. The original name of the band was The Cranberries Saw Us. And basically, it's supposed to be like, if you say it like weird or fast, it's supposed to be cranberry the cranberry sauce. Yeah. So then what happened was... I think somewhere around the first album, they shortened the name to The Cranberry. And then there was a demo that I guess they had recorded and it got sent back to the band. And when it got addressed, it got addressed as the Cranberries, and they ended up sticking with the Cranberries.
Okay.
So that's how the Cranberries came out. That was according to bandnameexplained.com. That's where I got, I was actually doing a lot of fact checking to see like what the real stories were between a lot of this stuff. Cause a lot of them was like, well, this was this story, but this band member said this. So I was jumping through that website and Wikipedia. And then I think Britannica was another one that I was going through too, just to line up and see what the real story was. But some of these were like kind of tough to pinpoint what the real story was, but that one was an easy one. Cranberries.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving band right there.
It's true.
Totally.
Yeah.
And since we're still on the since we're still on the topic of desserts, my next band is Blind Melon.
Yeah, they were on my list too.
And
I hate that song, by the way.
Yeah.
Only song.
Really?
I told cuz sorry, real quick, but we got stuck watching The Masked Singer. I don't know if you're familiar with that show.
No, it's not that one. It was,
yeah, but we got stuck on that one, and then it led into We Can See Your Voice, which is another show that's connected to it. Yeah, it's like, because one of the panelists that's on the panelist that's on that show, he's the host for the show following, which is Ken Jeong. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ken Jeong. And so basically the premise of the show is there's vocalist on stage, but they're all lip syncing, and a contestant has to guess which one is the real singer, which one is the fake singer.
Oh, I see.
And so one of them was the girl who was on the cover of that album. She was on the show, and they had to guess whether she could sing or not.
She was a good singer or a bad singer.
Yeah, I don't remember if she was a good singer.
I've told Frankie before, but like, I don't know if y'all remember how popular that girl
was. Oh, yeah.
Became.
No, yeah. It was. She was like the meme back in the day. Or not really a meme, but yeah, she was.
No,
a meme.
I mean, it was huge. Yeah, she was. Yeah. And she was on all the talk shows and all kinds of stuff. And Pearl Jam wrote a song about her.
Oh,
it's
wow.
called Bee Girl.
What the heck? Okay. She was actually on the show dressed.
Yeah, she was as the bee.
As the bee.
Yeah, because that's her gimmick, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what she's known for.
Oh, man, I forgot what her
it's
story was.
It's sad that she's still doing that, man.
Well, apparently, like, she's doing some other stuff. I don't know what she's doing. But anyways, she's the B-girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Frank. And then?
And, the name of the band comes from a nickname that was given to Southern hippies, especially in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. They're called, you know, Melonheads. But also, Blind Melon itself comes from a 1920s blues artist named Blind Lemon Jefferson, and also a character in a Cheech and Chong movie called Blind Melon Chitlin.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah. I heard that. So they were saying like they weren't really sure. What website did you go to for that?
That one, it was actually on Wikipedia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was on there, and that's how I found out about that.
Oh, because the website that I had gone to had everything that you said listed, but they weren't sure like where exactly the thing came from. But apparently one of the fathers of one of the members in the band, he would also call his neighbors Blind Melons, and that was like a slang term for idiot, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I read, and it could be a combination of anything we both said. Who knows? But yeah, that's a weird
Well, the lead singer, Shannon Moon, was another, I mean, we did our Gone Too Soon episode. Yeah. He also died very young, and that was another loss for the 90s.
I think he died after, like, the second album or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was that one. I have two more. What you got, Frank?
I got two
on my list.
I mean, I've got maybe like another handful, but I can just speed through them.
Okay. Well, let me speed through mine first. I got two.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then you could finish this off, and then we'll do our little battle.
Cool. All right.
Cracker.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I forgot about Cracker.
So Cracker was another one. That one's actually, there's not too much, you know, behind that one. That one is what it is. Cracker, he was like, I'm basically like the cracker of this town, so because it's a slang term.
Yes,
so.
I know it's a slang term for, Mario.
Well, there's people out there from Japan that don't know. That's we have to let them know.
It's a derogatory term.
Yeah, and so there's that. And then the last one I have on my list, I don't know if Frank had Cracker on there, but
no, I did not.
Blue Oyster Cult.
No.
So Blue Oyster Cult, there was two different stories, but apparently the legit story is that the manager, Sandy Pearlman, he was a poet. And in his poetry, he had a group of aliens called the Blue Oyster Cult, and they were a group of aliens who had assembled secretly to guide Earth in history, and basically they took their name from that name of aliens in his poetry.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. But yeah, Blue Oyster Cult.
Cool.
Good stuff right there.
So I guess to finish off my list, I've got the band Cake.
Damn it. Cake was the other one. I was taking a nap. Well, trying to take a nap today. And Cake popped up and I was like, I need to write that down. And I woke up and I forgot.
And their band name is a reference to when something becomes a part of your life, it cakes itself onto you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so it has nothing to do with the food.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I much prefer to think about. I mean, the food,
some of those don't have
caking on to me.
Some of those some of these don't have to do with food either.
But, you know, and the singer was just saying, you know, it's like when you're walking down the street and you step on some gum and it just cakes itself onto your shoe.
Well, that's pleasant.
Okay.
So yeah, nothing special about that band name.
Cake.
I've got Bowling for Soup. Also,
it's another one. All right.
And they were originally named Rubberneck, and but the name Bowling for Soup actually comes from a comedy skit done by Steve Martin. I don't know. I'll have to find that and see what's up. Another one that's probably not as well known. I've got the Mighty Lemon Drops.
Of course.
And they're an '80s alternative new wave band. And they're originally called the Sherbet Monsters.
Also food related.
Yeah.
And there's no info as to why they were called the Mighty Lemon Drops. I'm just gonna say, I don't know. They were trying to describe the intensity of the lemon drops, lemon heads candy. Okay. Right.
This is a nice guess. I like.
Yeah. All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah. I've got Iced Tea. Also,
I got Iced Tea too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got his name, but.
Well, okay, so he got his name from a rapper named Iceberg Slim.
Yeah, you're right.
And passed away, and he wanted to pay homage to to that guy. And also, him paying homage to Iceberg Slim was Ice-T's way of like staying out of like the street life. So he DJed and he just like rapped at parties here and there. Of course, you know, eventually he ended up founding the band, the metal band Body Count, which was taken from the lyric of the song called Body Count by Ice-T.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I've seen them twice.
Dang. Yeah. That's cool. I like Body Count.
And then he's also in
Law and Order.
That's right.
Which we watch.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious. The last time I saw Body Count was at a fun fest in Austin. And, you know, which was recent. I don't know, maybe 6 years ago or something like that. And he was on stage and he was like, even though I play a cop on TV, I'm still going to sing this song right before he did Cop Killer.
Oh, yeah.
It was silly.
It's funny because last week, I'm like always interested in like behind the scenes stuff, like when it comes to movies and music and stuff. And they did a special Law and Order episode where they were talking about all the like big actors of today that were like started off on Law and Order. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And actually his first like role on that TV show, he actually played a victim who got killed.
Oh.
But then, so if you go through like a lot of the older episodes, some of the characters now are actors now. They played characters in early episodes.
Okay.
And actually, I don't know her name, the blonde lady, she actually played a victim too in one of the early episodes. Hmm. And then they got back her on. So like basically if they liked you, they'll find a way to like bring you back.
Okay.
And so yeah, like one of his first roles on that show was like some rapper who got like shot and killed. So okay. he actually died in like an early episode of Law and Order. And then he comes back as a cop.
Oh, also, Kelly Giddish. She plays Amanda Rollins.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Okay. Yeah. So like her first role was a victim too, and then she's back as a cop. And I like the cast they have now. Detective, yeah.
And my last artist, Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice is on here too, yeah. Two foods, frozen water and vanilla.
And his name is a combination. I don't know. I prefer Vanilla Ice over Van Winkle.
Robert Van Winkle.
Robert Van Winkle.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
Yeah, it's his real name.
What the?
And his name is a combination of two things. Him being the only white guy in his group of friends who liked rap. And also his signature breakdance move called the Ice.
Okay.
And at first he didn't like the name Vanilla, but he just got used to it. And just stuck with it.
Did you ever see his show where it was like
he's like a house flipper or something?
No, where he's like goes Amish.
What? Oh
yeah, it was like Vanilla Ice. Like, man, it was like on VH1 or something. Let me see what it was called.
Is it called Amish Ice?
So like basically it was him like trying to like
Vanilla Ice Amish.
Oh jeez.
So
poor guy, he's just trying to make a buck.
Vanilla Ice goes Amish. Wow. It was 2 seasons and it came out in 2013. And it was about him, like, just living, like, with Amish people and trying to,
I'm surprised the Amish allowed cameras.
I know, right?
And, like, modern technology onto there.
They do. There's a lot of, like, shows that I've seen, where, like, they'll go and, like, they'll, I mean, as long as, like, I guess they're not
portrayed in a certain
way. Using those things.
Yeah, using those things, as long as they're. Also, too, this is, like, kind of related. Me and my brothers used to go to, like, Comic-Cons when they first started having them here in San Antonio. And one of them, they had the original April O'Neil from the first movie.
Okay.
And then they had the creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I forgot his name. My God, I forgot his name. He did the cartoon and the comics and stuff.
Right.
And so then they had an after party at what was the Corova before. What was it called before Corova?
Before Corova, it's called the Ruta Maya?
Yeah, or maybe it was the Corova at the time. But they had an after party there.
Okay.
And they had the Ninja Turtles there. And Vanilla Ice was there.
Go Ninja, my God.
And
go
so,
Ninja.
Yes, and they performed that song.
No
with
way.
With someone like some of the original Power Rangers were there too. Like, basically, you just mingle with all those people. Oh, okay. And I was going to go. And I was like, well, my brother wanted to go, but you could only be 21 to get in. And I was like, well, since you can't go, I won't go. So I didn't. And I was like, nice, damn it. I was like, damn it. But like, so Vanilla Ice actually.
You could have just drawn a mustache on him and they would have
Yeah, probably. But dude, and like, I missed the opportunity of seeing Vanilla Ice dance with the turtles on a stage with Power Rangers.
How? Can
like,
you
what the
that?
Heck?
Yeah. I thought you were going to mention something about the Amish being at Comic Con.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Speaking of Comic Con,
they're not allowed there.
Well, they have that 1 week out of the year.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, where they can come into the city, experience city life, and like see for themselves if they like it or not.
There was a TV show on TLC that was like, it was called Breaking Amish.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they were like trying to see if they wanted to stay being Amish or if they wanted to be, I guess they would call it like American. Or if they wanted to be like regular, like people, English. They would call it English. If they wanted to be English or they wanted to stay Amish.
Okay.
And so they were like trying to see where they wanted to, how they wanted to continue living their lives. And they were getting like shunned from their church and like all this crazy stuff.
Interesting.
Rumspringa.
Yeah, Rumspringa.
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
That's the time when they get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they
go experiment, I guess, out in the real world, but I don't know how long it is.
That seems like such a culture shock.
I think it's
like
Go Ninja.
I know, right? Like they go in, like that's the first thing they see, like, oh my God, dancing turtles and Vanilla Ice. Like, I'm not going back to being Amish. I'm staying here. Why are you gonna see turtles dance all day?
Heck yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's but yeah, damn, I could have
Yeah, no, but Vanilla Ice did have a show where he was flipping houses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I know about that show,
Vanilla
too.
Vanilla Ice Project or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I don't know how long that lasted.
Yeah, he was trying to get
back seeing him in some show where it was like, I don't remember what it was called or anything, but it was maybe like a celebrity-style real-world kind of show.
Oh, okay.
That sounds familiar,
too. And he lived
too.
With Ron Jeremy and some...
Oh, that's right. What was that
called?
Oh,
was it Big Brother? No, not Big. No, Big Brother. No. Celebrity something, right?
Yes.
Celebrity Rehab.
Yes.
Was it really?
I think it probably was that.
Rehab,
Let me see.
Celebrity Rehab.
Wow.
Yeah. Frank was like, it was a house and they played games. That's hilarious.
I think it was that. Yeah. I remember watching these shows.
Because also, too, there was Celebrity Big Brother also.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that show. But anyways, you ready for your battle or what?
Yeah, I'm going to spit some bars.
Okay, so basically what we're going to do is me and Frank are going to go back and forth until someone stops, and we're going to name the original name of the band and then the foodified version of the band and see where we leave off. So the first one, I guess I'll start off with the first one because I already texted this one to Frank.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Right.
Is Meat-talica. Oh. So that's the first one.
Kim is shaking her head.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of brutal.
It's going to be like that.
This is where we end the show.
I've got Depeche Mode, and the foodified version is Depeche Mode.
I don't get it.
Depeche. Like peach.
Oh.
I much prefer this one.
Okay, yeah. And there's also Depeche a la mode.
Okay, I like that one better. Yeah. Depeche a la mode. I like that one. Okay, mine is Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm.
Alice in Cheese.
Ah, well, I got another one.
Good Lord, y'all.
Alice in Grains.
Okay, I got one. Not Sepultura. Okay. Sepultuna.
Ah, that's a good one. And speaking of tuna, Lacuna Coil, La Tuna Coil.
Okay. I know you like Rammstein, and some people say Rammstein. I got Hamstein or Homstein.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay. Or Rammstein.
Oh,
nice. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Jim Watson on the battle.
That's a good one. You can jump in anytime, Brett. What's yours, Frank?
Well, since we're talking about ham, I've got Marilyn Hamson. And I've also got Hamson.
Yeah.
Ham, but, you know, mm-hmm. Hanson.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got Fleetwood Macaroni or Fleetwood Mac and Cheese.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Kings of Leon. I've got Burger Kings of Leon.
Oh, I like that one.
I think that's like the winner. I like that one. Okay. This one's lame. I got Sublime Lime.
Okay. That's not too bad. The punk band called Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. I've got Meat First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Okay. You heard of my sugar?
Yes.
How about more sugar?
No. Okay. For Blink 182, I've got Drink 182.
Okay.
And I don't know, this one doesn't make sense to me, but I put it in there anyway. Blink 180 tofu.
Okay. I think I like that one better. Britt, you like the Beach Boys?
I do.
Okay. Peach Boys.
Okay. That's good. So Foo Fighters.
Oh, damn it, I got them too. What you got?
I got Food Fighters.
Me too. Yeah. I got that one too. Okay. The last one I have. POD, also known as Payable on Death.
Right.
This POD is Pineapple of Death.
Pineapple of Death.
That was my last one.
That sounds pretty fierce.
Frankie still has like six more.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, if you like the Silver Sun pickups, you might like the Slider Bun pickups.
Slider Bun.
That was very creative. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that. What else?
And you've heard of Kid Rock, but have you heard of Kid Duck?
What?
I don't know about that one.
That's a stretch.
That's maybe. Minus 1 point.
That's fine, okay. Yeah.
And you still won though.
Still won. I've got Toby Beef for Toby Keith.
Gross.
That's a good one.
That fits in.
Toby Beef. Yeah. That's a good one.
Post Malone as Toast Malone.
Oh man, okay.
30 Seconds to Mars as 30 Seconds to S'mores. And my last one, band called Fantagram.
Okay.
Named after the Mexican dessert, Flantogram.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Oh, wow.
That and okay. The Burger Kings of Leon.
Yeah, I think that one, to me, was the best one, yeah. The Burger Kings of Leon. All right, well, Frank, obviously you win this, so good job. Oh man, that was good. So I don't know, maybe I know we're taking this coming week off for Thanksgiving. We should be back the following week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we're gonna do. We're probably gonna do maybe worst band names or bad band names or whatever, mm-hmm. like that, or stupid band names. We'll go off of do all three or whatever, but yeah, we'll probably do that next episode most likely.
Band names after drinks.
I can probably only think of two. But,
nah, I can't think of any.
I'm surprised no songs came up in this. I couldn't.
We said bands.
That's true. Stuck to the rules, well, I thought we were. Yeah, we did. We did stick to the rules. You're right. Yeah. You're right. But yeah, if you guys you guys have anything to say,
nah.
Aside from we had another streak of crappy beers. Aside the banana one was decent.
Yeah.
S'mores one was.
I don't know if I'm going to finish that.
I will never seek any of these beers out.
No, oh yeah, no, neither will I. Well, now I know to stay away from clown shoes.
They just don't. They
both
just don't fit.
The shoe and the drinks.
That's right.
A brewery, I should say.
No, I mean, I guess what can we say?
Stay safe if you're gathering with anybody.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely.
Wear masks, 6 feet stuff, because that shit's serious. There's a lot of stuff's getting worse,
especially here in Texas.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there is the prospect of two companies working on vaccines, and they're close to completion on that. So that's something to look forward to. But
that's still like months away, though.
Yes, but either way, if you're gonna get together with friends, or if you're gonna celebrate Thanksgiving, do so safely, do so responsibly. Don't be one of those that propagates the virus, because it's not something not to joke about.
Yeah, it's not.
And I've been pumping us full of immunity boosts. We've been taking elderberry extract and vitamin C. And
So if you guys want to listen to any of our past shows, or also too, like, share us with your friends if you like the show, just go to our website, rocktalkhappyhourpod.com. You can find all our social media on there, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can also find both of our Spotify pages. One is the playlist that's connected to our shows, and then the other one is the show itself. Like I said, rate us and all that stuff. Leave us a comment. And so I think that's it. I think then we'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye.